This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the Battery Doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
With networks like Fox News, CNN, MS Now, and more, Sling is the best way to get the news you care about, which is great for everyone. Well, almost everyone.
Where's that dang paper, boy? I need my news outdated and rolled up like a burrito. Finally! Now I can read about what happened forever ago.
Get the most important news delivered reliably at the best price. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com/news. See your offer.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Welcome back in. Gwynn and Chris, hour number 2. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, Matthew Scraby. Talking a little Padre spring training, talking a little SDFC, talking a little Tirso and Nellis, and a little bit of everything so far in the first hour. We got our daily gambit coming up. Some bets that sound like they didn't go all that well, especially on the Academy Award side of things.
Yes, you guys chose to agree with me.
We did.
That's a that cost you money. That
worst thing I've ever done.
Yeah, don't ever do that. Don't ever agree with anybody. Make bets based on your own
knowledge
or lack thereof.
You were like, well, everybody, I am the movie expert here.
I believe you said that.
Please?
I believe you said that over and over again.
Excuse me, I have to shove my nose higher in the air as I talk to you.
Whatever happened to that moment you said about 20 minutes ago that you weren't going to say anything the rest of the day?
I forgot.
That didn't last.
I truly forgot.
He literally
truly forgot.
He went right past that one. Yes, we did not hit our Academy Award picks last night, or my picks that you guys chose to agree with. But
real quick, before we get into the data gambit, I think it's only right that I talk about my Los Angeles Lakers. That
red hot.
Hooping right now.
What are they? A game and a half out of the number 2 spot, I believe.
No, they are in the 2 spot.
What?
As we speak.
Huh?
Yes, indeed.
They've gone faster than I even thought.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun watching Luka kind of orchestrate. LeBron literally might play another 5 years.
The dude
literally can just like chills now until they need some buckets from him, and then he go gets them. He gets like the easiest buckets I think he's ever gotten in his entire career. Have you looked at this man's numbers at 40? They are better than they were literally 15 years ago. His best season. I think this is his best season statistically right now at the age of 40.
Is Luka getting all the credit for the resurgence, or is this just good timing for Luka?
I think we were already talking about how well LeBron was playing before Luka got there. He has made it, and this is hard to imagine, he has seemingly made it even easier for him to get to not only play offense. I'm watching LeBron guard Kawhi on the other end the other night, like on multiple possessions. So that tells me a couple things, that he has enough energy to now go down and guard somebody like that. And I think that's a lot because of Luka. So very happy watching the Lakers.
They
play.
Lost to the Jazz, and they lost to the Hornets right at the very beginning of the Luka tenure. And everybody said, told you so. They're not going to be able to play together. Although we said, and I know you did, Tony, that you have to give them at least a couple of games. Number one. Number two, these are two of the insanely best players ever to play the game. They're going to figure it out. And now the Nuggets, Mavericks, Timberwolves, and Clippers twice.
That's okay.
Cleaned up, as Tony made the sounder.
We don't even need to describe the sounder.
I didn't realize they were number two overall. I knew they'd moved up. I didn't know that far. But, yeah, they've won six in a row.
Yeah.
They still don't have the interior defense, but maybe they don't need it if they're just going to run up and down the floor like this.
That's going to be a challenge. No matter who they play, whether it's OKC, everybody has a pretty decent big man.
Yeah,
that they got to deal with. So we'll see. That's enough Laker talk. Let's get to the Daily Gambit.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in The Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Daily Gambit is our daily sports betting segment here on Gwen and Chris. Please, everybody, gamble responsibly. All right, let's get into what we did last week. But I have a question for you guys that we're going to answer at some point during the show. On ESPN right now, it says Sam Darnold awaiting Vikings franchise tag decision. Yes or no? Right now, would you guys give Sam Darnold the franchise tag, which means that he's probably going to be making $40 million for one season? Chris?
I was waiting for Tony to answer. No.
No.
I got Tony? J.J. McCarthy. I'll sign some other quarterback if I can't get Darnold back.
Okay. Tony?
I'm sorry, what was the question?
$40 million
would
he
you...
gets?
God. Would you give now you throw me all off. What's his name? Sam Darnold. He's awaiting Vikings franchise tag decision. Would you franchise tag him if you are the Vikings?
Do you got any information on what kind of money?
I'm looking that up right now, but it's at least in the $40 million range.
Oh wow.
Quarterback quarterback is 40.24 for one season of Sam Darnold, you're letting him go, aren't you?
I mean, that's probably what he's asking for in the open market, though.
Which, yeah.
If I'm not mistaken, I feel like I've heard the number 40 attached to his name in terms of what they expect to give him.
That's insane to me.
What did he make last year? $1 million?
$10 million.
Oh, $10 million.
He was dirt cheap. He was dirt cheap.
Yeah.
Listen, I very well may do this one more time. Depending on how it makes my cap. I think I would, and here's why. This gives J.J. McCarthy a real year to be a backup and learn. I thought J.J. McCarthy was good, but I didn't think he was the type of quarterback that could come in and, like, make an instant impact. I didn't see him that way. So why not let him, you know, you got at least a quarterback that can run your system for a year. Give it another go. And if it doesn't work out, you can let him walk out the door, and you got McCarthy for cheap. Now, I get why you would want to have McCarthy now. He is cheap now, right? So you want to get as many years out of him as possible. But if he sucks because he didn't, you know, learn anything because he was hurt year one, what good does that do you?
It doesn't. Do you any good?
So I would entertain it. Yes,
man. Darnold, 40 million pieces of cheese, Chris.
Before you sign Sam Darnold, show everybody a tape of those last two games he played. That's all.
Oh just wait, sure I'm you, sorry. My offer went down to 11 million.
No, I'm just saying. Make sure you still want to give the 40 million after you saw those two games. He was
wasn't just his fault, Chris. It's a team effort.
I'm just saying, look at that before you give him the money.
It's just a 1 year investment, and you
take
can
a
move
look.
On after
40 million. I know I kind of killed the segment here. That was my fault, but it was a good question.
Yeah,
I think UCLA at Purdue. We made the bet on Friday -5.5. All of us said UCLA because they were delusionally on the road. They lost by 10, 76-66.
Wait, they were delusionally on? Oh, I got you.
They're starting to slip back into delusional. They got a little bit of run there for a couple weeks, but they're...
Is this one loss?
They've been losing a couple now, I think. Like, anyway, Auburn -4.5 at Kentucky. Tucky!
Bottom line, Tony,
and I chose Auburn. Auburn 94-78. What?
Bottom line is you really don't know how UCLA's been doing. Other than that loss.
I know they lost to Maryland.
Friday night. Go ahead. Okay. On you go.
UCLA women -4.5. I believe they were home to USC. Chris and Tony chose USC. I chose UCLA. UCLA gets, they lose. USC wins 80-67. So I didn't win that bet either. This is going to be a bad bet day for me, everybody.
Juju Watkins was killing. Cheryl Miller was loving it, too.
Boston -1 against Cleveland Friday night. Tony and I took Cleveland. Cleveland won 123-116, so we win that one.
I couldn't believe that. That was
a day so far.
That was a game that Boston led 25-3.
Oh, that's right. And you know, I think they were up. What was the score you said?
25-3.
They were up 25-3. They call in timeout, and Jaylen Brown and both Jason Tatum are yelling to the fans, "Get the out of here!" Talking about Cleveland,
yeah.
Get them out of here. Get them out of here. Get them out of here. Okay.
And then they lose.
And then they got their face taxed the rest of the game.
Can't do that.
Well, the Jasons just haven't learned. This is why Jason Tatum can't be the face of the league. Man, you got to. I don't like this guy. I've told you that before.
I think that's a reason why you do make him the face of the league.
Why?
Because
I don't like him.
No, because he's not afraid to be the heel. He could be the mean guy. He could
be
the bad guy.
I don't think he knew that the cameras were on him when he was saying that. He thought he was just out there in his own. I don't think he is. See, that's the thing. I think the faces of the league have that trait, that they don't mind being a villain.
Yeah, villain.
Or, right. They matter of fact, most of them start off as a villain before they turn into everybody likes them. Kobe was certainly a villain. LeBron has been a villain before people started to like him. I can't quite remember if Michael was liked it. I think everybody kind of liked Michael from the very beginning.
Except for Bill Laimbeer.
Horace Grant.
And the Pistons. Yeah, they didn't like him too much.
All right. Movies. We all chose The Conclave to win. It didn't happen. Anora won. Timothée Chalamet or Adrian Brody? We chose Chalamet. Brody won for The Brutalist.
Yeah.
And then for Best Actress, we said Demi Moore in The Substance, but it was actually Mikey Madison in Anora.
Yep, we missed them all.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah.
We literally got it.
Chris, do you think that, now that we're already off track, do you think that the end of The Substance, not that we're giving
we
anything away.
We don't have to
away,
continue to go off track, though.
Do you think the end of
he's
The
forging
Substance
on.
Lost its award.
Lost its mind?
No. It was the reason they didn't win the award or any awards.
You mean Best Picture?
Yeah.
No, I don't think Best The Substance.
Demi Moore.
I don't think it was going to be a Best Picture, but the end of that movie is so stupid. The last 45 minutes is just idiotic. And for the first hour and 45 minutes, it's gripping and has your attention. It's a great story and a great science fiction piece of work. But then it just fell apart completely.
It was
absolutely
idiotic.
We
can't even describe how strange the end of this movie is. It's like something you really do have to see to
believe.
I
wouldn't. But it's so bad that I wouldn't recommend anyone see it.
I recommend it.
I don't waste your time. Don't waste your time on the end of that movie.
Waste your time. Tell me what you think.
Anora is the best picture. Probably not deserving all that well, but good enough. You'll enjoy it. That's got some fun stuff in it, so
right.
I didn't hate that.
Do we want to break and then come back
we
and do bets?
We do. Okay. We'll do our picks when we come back, and Tony will get us to traffic, because
right.
He's the guy.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary, and with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the Battery Doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
With networks like Fox News, CNN, MS Now, and more, Sling is the best way to get the news you care about, which is great for everyone. Well, almost everyone.
Where's that dang paper, boy? I need my news outdated and rolled up like a burrito. Finally! Now I can read about what happened forever ago.
Get the most important news delivered reliably at the best price. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com/news. See your offer.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Little Bob here. It's America's 250th birthday, so shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. We've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, and those signature Bob-a-pedic seats. So stop into Bob's Discount Furniture or shop online at mybobs.com, where America shops for furniture.
All right, welcome back. 3:17 the time. Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr. in Peoria, where the Padres have the day off. The 3-7 Padres. Somebody asked the other day, how are they doing? I said, I don't really know. I mean, the record doesn't matter. But some people like to know. They're 3-7. Scraby's over there here in the Odyssey Palace Studios. He thinks today he is a comedian.
My bad.
Real, did you guys? Yeah, thanks, Gravy. I want to be on the show with you guys. I don't want
to. You know what? I have something important to say. I'm just going to take Tony. Just kidding. Tony's giving me the look.
Hey, did you guys see what Chad Ochocinco said today?
Chad Ochocinco. I did.
Yeah, it's not a guy. It's not a guy I usually quote, but he did have something pretty funny to say. They were comparing. You know, Travis Hunter was asked about what he does, and he kind of had the comparison to Ohtani in terms of how difficult it is to do, you know, both sides, same type of deal. And Chad Ochocinco said, let me make sure I get this right, because he said, the two most difficult things to do in life are hitting a baseball and keeping a woman happy long term. And it is making its rounds around X right now. So I just thought I'd bring it
that
up.
That is pretty funny. Chad Ochocinco does a show now, right?
He's on there with Shannon Sharp, but today he was on First Take.
Oh, okay.
With Stephen A.
So, all right. Getting a little bit bigger exposure that for him.
Guess so.
That is funny.
Sorry, Chris. Go ahead.
He would know. He would know.
Does Chad Ochocinco, was he referring at all to the fact that Travis Hunter wants to play both ways? Was that part of this, where this came from?
Yeah, Travis Hunter was asked about doing both ways
right
in the NFL, and somehow that conversation ended up with him saying something along the lines of, I would compare it to Ohtani. I don't know how they got there, but that was the sentiment of the statement, and it sparked a conversation about it.
Chad Ochocinco, a man who knows of where he comes and speaks from. I don't know.
What does that mean?
It means let's get to our picks.
All right.
The comedy stylings of this show have gone into the proverbial.
To Chris Ello. Off to Chris Ello, though. To a man who know of what he speaks.
Yeah. Porcelain fixture. Some of these jokes belong in. All right, we got some picks for tonight here. Let's start with UCLA. They're on the road at Northwestern tonight. Just to update what Scraby was saying, is when Nick Cronin got done calling his team delusional and all of those things, they finished up a four-game losing streak. After that, they won seven in a row. But since then, they've gone 2-3. So you judge where they are. At Northwestern tonight, UCLA is favored by 3.5. The game in Evanston, Illinois. I still can't get over UCLA playing a conference game against Northwestern.
It is wild.
I really don't like it. Scrape.
I'm up?
Yeah. Who do you like here? Well, you're the UCLA expert.
Oh, yes, that's right.
So you start us off.
I do know that. You know what? The delusional ones, figure it out, UCLA.
UCLA tonight. Lost at Purdue. They've been sitting on the road for 3 days. It's time to get full of yourself. I'll take Northwestern.
Time to get full of yourself.
Tony, who do you like here? It's a tough one. I'm sure UCLA is better than Northwestern, but
I am too. But I've picked them enough. It's time to go back to picking against them.
NW. Third ranked.
And Dave has been popping off too. So yeah.
Oh yeah, calm him down.
Oh, Dave.
Third ranked Houston. I still can't get over the fact that every time I look at the bubble projections, the Aztecs keep winning and they're still on the bubble. And people are like, they can't lose another game and this, that, and the other. I'm like, what other team in the country has a victory over third-ranked Houston? Like, why is that not counting more than it should? It should be
because
counting more.
They barely beat bad teams.
But that they beat them.
I don't know.
They win.
I don't know that it is as the bubble people keep saying it is. You know what I'm saying? Because when we had Palm on the other couple weeks ago, he basically said outside of Utah State game, they needed to win the rest of those regular season games to kind of secure there's that spot. What are they?
Right.
One more game left in conference?
They got UNLV.
Two games left.
Then they got Nevada.
They got to win those two.
But the most negative thing about San Diego State's basketball team that can be said is that they only beat bad teams by a little bit, which means that they win the game. I don't see how that keeps going against them on people's minds. But I regress. Houston by 9.5 over Kansas tonight. You talk about regress. Kansas is 5-6 in its last 11 games. This is Kansas. They've lost 10 games this season. They're barely over 500 in conference. Yet I guarantee they'll be a 5 seed in the NCAA tournament anyway. For that, I'm taking Houston to blow them out because I'm just tired of Kansas being Kansas on name only. Tony, 9.5 is a lot, though, but it is at Houston.
Oh.
Tony?
I'm taking Houston.
Houston? Scrape?
Let's see.
You going to take the Jayhawks?
Usually I wouldn't, but I'm going to go Jayhawks.
Just to be...
Rock Chalk Jayhawk.
All right. By the way, Kansas, a couple of weeks ago, Tony, just for fun, they went to Utah and BYU. They got beat by 7 at Utah. Utah's terrible. They got beat by 34 at BYU.
Yeah, they just fired their coach, didn't they?
Utah did, yeah. But Utah beat Kansas, so did BYU. I bring it up because Kansas, upon going there, had a couple of players say, and I quote, "Yeah, we're not worried about the altitude. It's just a frame of mind." Kansas had not played at altitude like we have to play all the time, and they got boat raced in both games. Welcome to altitude, Kansas. I loved it. Loved every minute of it. Yeah. On to the NBA.
I guess altitude's a real thing after all.
Bill Self needed to tell them the pressurization.
If he said that the arena was pressurized, it might have worked.
Yeah.
But he didn't tell them.
He didn't use it. He should have used it.
He had it at his disposal. We got Oklahoma City, the only team ahead of the Lakers now in the West. They're 11 points at home over the Houston Rockets.
I'm taking Houston.
Seems like Tony's going out of turn. He's so excited to take Houston. So I'll put that.
I thought it was his turn.
Maybe it was too.
Yeah, maybe it was. All right, Scraby, you're up.
I'm going to go with Houston.
Also Houston. Houston's had a really nice year, but are they not sliding back just a tad? of late.
They are. But they'll get up for this game.
I think they'll be up for this game. Houston has fallen to fifth in the West. 5-5 in their last 10. OKC keeps on bludgeoning people.
Bludgeoning is an interesting adjective to use.
That's exactly what's happening.
I'll take OKC.
Fine. Rit, rit, rit.
I actually think I have something
what
like that.
What movie was that from?
Psycho.
That's from Psycho, yeah.
Very good, Tony. What do you got, Scrape? I'm giving you a moment.
There it is. There it is.
That was what he wanted. Man, that's enough to put a little chill
that
in
is
you.
A little freaky right there. Yeah.
Golden State's at Charlotte tonight. Steph Curry or LaMelo Ball? Who scores more points? I guess the big news this weekend was that Steph Curry had a dunk.
And yeah.
Big news. Steph Curry dunked the basketball.
That's funny. Somebody IG'd a post out said, I think it was ESPN that said, Steph Curry goes above the rim, and then he responded on the IG post saying, I think it was like Steph Curry gets to the rim. And so anyway, he barely got up there.
Can we talk? Isn't that quite shocking that Steph Curry is a world-class athlete, 6'3", and he can barely dunk?
I don't know. Is it
First of all, Steph Curry is old, dog.
Yeah. Is it any more shocking than the fact that one of the greatest athletes in the history of sports, Michael Jordan, doesn't swim?
No.
Why not?
Because that's not playing basketball.
All right.
Why not, Scraby?
Why not, Scraby?
Because he can't swim?
Michael Jordan.
I know that there are people who legitimately can't swim. I just don't know how you, like, if you jump into a pool, don't you start waving your arms, like, instinctually?
Yes. It doesn't
Clearly
always
not
work.
Everybody.
It doesn't always work.
I'm not, to all the people who don't know how to swim, I'm not making fun of you, okay?
You just did.
Yeah, I'm not.
You just did.
Real quick.
Yeah.
He's old. Steph Curry is older, man. Like, him jumping. First of all, he probably was never the biggest jumper in the first place. But at that age, you see how much that dude runs? I know his knees hurt. In a way, he's jumping. I'm surprised he was able to do that.
I'm just shocked. When I saw that was his first dunk since, like, 2017 or something.
He's not a dunker.
Okay, yeah. It's kind of interesting, though, that the best move that he has is a jump shot, and he can't jump.
Once again, the comedy stylings. All right, are you going with Steph or LaMelo here? Who's going to score more?
Sorry. I'm going to go Steph. He's been playing really well.
Not yet. I'll take LaMelo.
Steph Curry, give it to me.
Steph, for you? Yep. Kings 1.5 goal favorite at Blackhawks tonight.
Oh God!
The great NHL rivalry. I'll take Blackhawks at home. They're actually reasonable. Tony, you're a big
I'm definitely
hockey
taking
guy.
The Blackhawks.
Blackhawks.
I'm definitely
he says.
Taking
wow.
The Blackhawks, yes.
Okay.
Kings. Kings. Every time I pick them, every time I lose. So.
All right.
Blackhawks.
Scrape.
How's that Justin Bieber look like doing? Connor Bedard?
Yeah, he's playing like Justin Bieber.
Oh, man. Oh, man. That stinks. I was really looking forward to having him be great.
He hasn't been great. He's been okay.
I'll go Blackhawks.
All Blackhawks.
Like Justin Bieber.
All Blackhawks. One more NHL game because the defending cup champion Florida Panthers are home to Tampa Bay tonight. It's the Battle of Florida. Florida's favored by 1.5. Tampa Bay comes in, though, having won 8 straight, taking on the Stanley Cup champs. This is a tough one. I say Florida makes a statement, stops Tampa Bay's win streak. Tony?
Yeah, I'm playing Florida. They doing
Fly.
It.
What was the bet again?
Florida by 1.5 over Tampa
Fly.
Bay.
Fly. I'm going to go with
the Lightning. Tuberculosis.
I'm sorry?
TB.
Oh, TB.
We're rallying. We're digging some comedy out of the porcelain fixture and taking a break on Gwen and Chris.
All my jokes have been great, Chris. I don't know what you're talking about.
This hour on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Robert Half. 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. Robert Half is here to help our recruiting professionals utilize an award-winning AI to connect businesses with highly skilled talent. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com/talent today. Sports editor Ryan Finley
will join us from the Union Tribune. He was in attendance at the SDFC game that looked like it was quite spectacular, at least on television. Some of it has been sullied a little bit by what has happened at the end of the game. We'll get into that a little bit more. Padres with the day off today. First one of spring. I believe we have a split squad tomorrow.
Yeah.
And, you know, I guess to say the beautiful thing about Don and Mud not being here is that we don't have to go on the road to do the split squad.
Oh, man.
Because typically if a TV is here, they kick us to the curb and we go wherever the visiting side
That's messed up. So, you and Jesse are doing all the games to begin with. You should get your choice.
You know, it's not how it works. They show up, they kind of get the... But they don't really pick
Wouldn't Scraby, if he was one of the broadcasters, basically be fired by now for complaining about every little thing?
I just try to make things right. Just trying to make things
you
right,
You and Eric
Chris.
Meyer would get along just swimmingly, it sounds
like, We already
like,
do.
Scrabe.
We already do.
Sounds like you guys would just be
best I don't
best
even know if he knows who I am, but we already Scraby do.
I already, you know, I'm going to leave that alone. Never mind. I keep my comments to myself.
Yeah.
I did some Rancho Penasquitas Little League, not announcing, but emceeing on Friday night.
Yes, you're the master
for
ceremony.
For their opening day, I take it.
That was really fun.
Did you lead in with a funny little anecdote at the beginning, like I told you to?
How did your comedy go over with the folks of Rancho Penasquitas?
My comedy didn't show itself until I started getting a little comfortable, because at first I wasn't really sure. You know, I had 2 minutes to say something. I was like, oh, I love baseball, and I love when I was a kid. No. But as they were being introduced, I made fun comments on each one of the team's names. So, like, the T-ball teams have some good names, and I was like, all right, next up. Number 13, we got the Mini Machados! And everybody loved it. And I was like, little kids, wave to your fans. People were out there. It was amazing. It was really fun. It was really
good
fun.
For you, Scrape.
Thanks.
Being one with the community, getting out there.
Sounds schmaltzy to me.
What the heck does schmaltzy mean?
Look it up. Look it up. It's high time you learn this stuff.
Hold up. That is a quality of Chris that I think is very underrated. We learn new words pretty consistently on this show. At least I know I learned new words from Chris.
Right.
You know, I'd never heard cattywampus before he brought it to my vocabulary. I use it almost all the time. So I appreciate the new words.
I gotta say, Schmaltz is excessive sentimentality, especially in music or movies. It's like a romantic comedy that's just a little too much. It's schmaltz.
Right. Yeah. It's over the top.
Over the top.
Sounds like someone's jealous. I got to thank actually a few people. Thank you to Aaron Hurwitz, who runs RPLL, who invited me
to
do this.
Aaron Hurwitz.
You know, I took over for Paul, so I had big shoes to fill, but I did it. Also, Kristen, who is part of RPLL, gave me, I'm not kidding, one of the best scripts I could ever ask for. It's a 15-page script for 2 hours. So thank you, Kristen, for that.
Really? Yes. She wrote it all out
for
you.
Look! It's all over the place.
Why don't you give her a few bucks? Maybe she can start making your show sound a little better.
Yowza!
How would you know? You don't listen to my show.
I just learned about the listeners, that's all. Sticking up for them.
I don't quite know where to go with that.
He got you, Scrape. He got you pretty good on that one.
That was
dog.
Close to a mic drop right there.
You know, I think I'm going to call out every one of Chris's mistakes on air going forward.
No, he's out for blood now.
Which is now
gentlemen.
Every segment, because he has a read every segment that he skips every segment. So we're going to do that.
He's searching.
He's out for blood.
He's searching.
You know what, Chris? I have to say, oh, man, I didn't do it fast enough. Oh.
Get off our show!
Yeah.
Too late. You missed your job.
All right, traffic.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Tired of paying for channels you don't watch? Well, a new select package by Sling gives you a curated lineup of live and on-demand TV you actually want. With channels like Fox News, NFL Network, FX, FS1, and more, starting at $19.99 a month. There's even some 4K content. And in designated markets, subscribers get local broadcast networks too. No long-term contract, no hassle, just the live TV you love. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more. Restrictions apply.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Little Bob here. It's America's 250th birthday, so shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. We've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving and those signature Bob-a-pedic seats. So stop into Bob's Discount Furniture or shop online at mybobs.com, where America shops for furniture.
As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service, real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Indeed. We currently are getting ready for our next guest. Scraby is getting it all queued up for Ryan Finley, San Diego Union Tribune sports editor.
Making his debut on our show. We're very excited
now,
about this.
Ryan, thank you for your time. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
We're good, Ryan. Thank you.
We're doing well. Obviously, it was a big night for SDFC. First home game here in San Diego. And by all accounts, at least until the end, this, at least from television, I'm here in Arizona, so I was watching it on the Apple provider, and it seemed like the atmosphere was electric. You were there in person. Tell us what you were seeing that night.
It was great. You know, first, a quick disclaimer, I was pinch-hitting for Mark Ziegler, who knows much more about soccer than I ever will. He was in Laramie that night, and so I'm sure he would have probably had more nuance associated with it than I did, but I thought it was amazing. You know, I'm a native San Diegan, grew up here. To think that they would have an atmosphere like that for soccer, 15, 20 years ago would have been unheard of. And to see the stadium packed for a record crowd, it was just electric. I mean, there's that sort of, you know, crackle in the air that you get at big sporting events, and this certainly had that. It was, like you said, up until the very, very end, really a special night. It's just kind of a shame that what happened at the very end, you know, I think really took away from what should have been a celebration for San Diego.
Yeah, and we'll definitely get to what happened at the end. Just give us a little feel. Did people get there, like Scraby said, they were there like half hour before the game in their seats ready to go, which is even unheard of for like a baseball game. Unless maybe like a World Series, I know people would get there so early to be in their seats, but he said it was like jam-packed already, like couldn't even wait for the teams to come out on the field.
Yeah, it was crazy. I walked in, so the game started at 7:30. I got there incredibly early, like 5. And by 5:30 or so, people started, I think that the gates opened at 5:30. There were fans drumming and chanting by, 6 or 6:15 in the stands.
Awesome.
It was amazing. And, you know, the supporters section, it's the supporters union. So it's 8 different groups. I think it's 8 different groups. They all sit sort of where the Aztec student section sits for football games. And that was hopping. I mean, in terms of that was the place to be on opening night. It was drums and flags and songs and chants in English and in Spanish. It was really cool. And, you know, the press box at Snapdragon Stadium is sort of just above and to the right of where that supporter section is. You couldn't help but watch them for much of the night. I mean, it was.
Uh-oh.
Oh, I think we lost him.
We'll get him back.
Yes, we will.
We have that technology, I believe.
Yes, we can call people back, Chris.
I know.
That does happen.
I know. We just Scraby, have to kind of...
Scraby, can you operate that technology? Is that like...
You know, I'm not real sure, to be honest. I'm trying,
we'll,
guys.
We'll wait and see if you can operate it.
Yes, I can operate it. I just need to call him back.
I want to know why you're doing that. What did you do the other night in the press box? What was your official duty? Did you actually work in terms of getting a press pass, or did you just freeload?
You know, Chris, I got to call this guy, so...
To be freeloaded.
I have a feeling Scraby was there in time for the pregame meal. I bet you that.
That's not nice. And no, I wasn't. Okay. I think we may have. Well, I don't know what happened.
Oh no, he may have lost them for good.
We're trying. We'll keep. Oh wait, it's ringing now. Hold on. You guys keep talking amongst yourselves.
Well, we are, and Ryan Finley was there. And he's describing what we all saw, which was just an incredible night, celebrating the drums, the pageantry. This is what I was expecting. And see, I think that people weren't there. They're going to want to go to the next one because they're going to want to see what that was like, right?
I kind of want to go to the one before the year's out. At this point, I think one of the things that that Ryan mentioned was that 15 years ago, you couldn't imagine an atmosphere that, you know, at least look like what we were seeing. And Ryan Finley joins us here, San Diego Union Tribune's sports editor. And Ryan, you're finishing up just kind of describing how the atmosphere was. And, you know, one of the things you said was mentioning that, you know, 15, 20 years ago, it would have been impossible to ever imagine an atmosphere like that. Obviously, the game, for the most part, had gone successfully well. Until the end there, a homophobic slur was being yelled from the stands down to the opposing goalkeeper. Just talk a little bit about how that scene kind of unfolded.
You know, I sort of thought I heard it the first time, and it happens. It's almost like a kickoff in football where there's sort of a buildup, and then just as the goalkeeper, you know, kicks the goal kick, fans in the stands chanted a one-word slur in Spanish. And it happened once, and they put something on the video board saying, hey, this is unacceptable. We asked, you know, respectfully that you stop. And then it happened again, and they posted it again and read the same announcement in English and in Spanish. And the third time, and it was right before the end, I mean, really a minute or two before the end of the match, public address announcer essentially said, if this continues, they'll just suspend the match and send both teams off. And, you know, this is something that has been a little bit, has some history with Mexican national team matches, with some matches in Mexico. It's something that, you know, certainly San Diego FC was prepared for the possibility of happening because they had, you know, that sort of slide for their video board ready to go. It's something that's been chanted at Qualcomm Stadium in the past when the Mexican national team has played there.
Wow.
We've written about it in the Union Tribune in the past. I mean, this is something that is a thing, unfortunately. And, you know, I thought Mike Ybarra, San Diego FC's coach, you know, really hit the nail on the head after the match. You know, imagine it's your first ever home match as the head coach. You're a first-time Major League Soccer head coach. And he comes out and essentially says, before we talk about anything that happened tonight, I want to address this one issue. And he addressed it first in Spanish and then in English and essentially said, hey, this is a club that's about love and inclusion and supporting each other. And to have something like that happen is unacceptable. And he said something that I thought in both languages really hit home, which is, if you're going to come to our stadium and do that chant, respectfully, stay home.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's what, you know, what really struck me was, you know, this is a club that's been around for a month and a half. You know, they started practicing out at Singing Hills 7 weeks ago. For them to be so aware of who they are as a club and what they represent, I know that starts with the president and the GM and the head coach, to come out and say that afterwards, I thought that was really striking. And, you know, who's to say if that's going to stop anything, if that's going to curb anything. They don't play at home again until a week from Saturday, so I guess we'll find out then.
Yeah.
But I thought that it was an early moment for their franchise and with what their head coach said. I thought that he came off as a very impressive leader that night. It would have been really easy to diminish it and say, no, I want to talk about what went right tonight. And he didn't. He addressed the issue right away and in two languages and was much more eloquent than I could have been with, you know, a week to write a statement. He was really, really out in front of it. And I thought that was very impressive.
Yeah, we were impressed as well. We played it earlier. Ryan Finley is our guest here. He covered the match. You know, a historic night for sure, tainted by what happened at the end. And I don't believe this says anything about the fans of San Diego. They get, you know, lumped into that category, Ryan. You know, how do we categorize it? I mean, 34,000 people turned out and turned in a historic evening. So, you know, in a lot of ways, you know, San Diego, we don't want to be associated with this. I don't know how we stop it, though. It's going to be tricky, unfortunately, it looks like.
Well, yeah. And, you know, it's everything, right? I mean, there's, you know, certainly the fact that it's a homophobic slur gives it more of an edge than some things that we see in sports, right? This isn't fans throwing stuff on the field or throwing batteries at you if you're in Philadelphia or calling you names in the stands. I mean, this is something, obviously, I think worse. But, you know, that's the question going forward, is what will happen to the fans? What will the team do if this happens again? You know, other places, what they do is they'll pull the teams off the field or they'll play in front of no fans. Certainly, that's not something San Diego wants to do. I think that they want to address this like adults. You know, tell the fans, like, hey, this is not acceptable. Go do this somewhere else. And hope that, you know, the group of people who might want to do that number shrinks here starting in their next home game.
Ryan, do you – obviously, as you mentioned, the club was prepared for
yeah.
all of this. I think Mike Ybarra was prepared for – at least, you know, to come in and immediately address it. I mean, what do you think? Was this something that you think the club was expecting? I mean, it would seem that they had some inkling that it could go down like this.
I think it's something that has happened enough in matches played in San Diego over the years that they were prepared. You know, I don't know if it might have made more sense to be proactive about it. I mean, that's where, you know, you run into kind of this issue, right? You don't want to necessarily tell a stadium full of 35,000 people not to say this one word ahead of time, right? But I thought they did a good job. You know, Chucky Lozano, you know, their most prominent player, their highest paid player, you know, is from Mexico. You know, maybe I wouldn't be surprised going forward to see him doing something on the video board about respect or
right.
about, you know, not doing things like that. you know, we've seen other sports and other places, you know, coaches grab a microphone in the middle of a game and say, hey, knock that off, right? Sam Weish, you know, when I was a kid, did that with the Bengals, right? Grabbed a microphone in the middle of an NFL game. You know, when I was in college at Arizona, Lute Olson, who was their old basketball coach, did that one night. Somebody was, I think it was a laser pointer, grabbed the microphone in the middle of the game and said, hey, get that guy out of here and knock this off, right? I don't know if we're going to see something as dramatic as that, but I wouldn't be surprised if San Diego FC did something maybe a little bit more proactive the next time they're at home. You know, they issued a statement about an hour ago, really just reflecting what Mike Ybarra said, almost word for word, which is, this has no place here. This is not what the club is about. And I think it's important, you know, on their first home game, you know, we're still learning about them too. And I guess if there's any good that comes out of this, I think it's that now we know what they stand for.
Yeah, exactly.
Well said, Ryan. Exactly. And, you know, first of all, I know Sam Weish's thing was classic, by the way. He grabbed the mic and he said, stop it. We don't live in Cleveland. We're in Cincinnati.
Yep.
he made fun of Cleveland in his speech. But, yeah, well done, Ryan. And I think overall, I'm just so excited by what I saw. I mean, I'm not going to let this taint me. And I hope it just doesn't go forward and we can, you know, nib it in the bud right now. Say hello to your dad. Bill Finley, one of my all-time favorites back in the day, and we appreciate you coming on. Hope we can do it again.
Thank you,
absolutely,
Ryan.
Looking forward to it. Thanks, guys.
Very good. Ryan Finley, sports editor of the UT. That was cool. He did a good job. Tony Gwynn Jr.?
It was. I said it earlier, man, and Ryan kind of hit on it before he bounced. I mean, we don't know a whole lot about the organization, but in terms of being a good representative of the city and how they handled that, I mean, they've passed with flying colors, especially their head coach, Mike Ybarra. So, kudos to them. Oh, is it me? I forgot. I'm getting this out of here. Let's go to break. 4 o'clock hour on the other side.
Yay.
Chris versus the fans. Next.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
As women, we all wake up one day and realize that youth, marriage, and perfect skin don't come with a refund policy. If that hits home, Party's Over is good for you. It's the show where beauty, heartbreak, and brutal honesty collide. Each week, beauty rebel and author of BS to Botox, Sandra Lena Silverman, and her guests spill the truth about aging, love, and everything in between. Expect laughter, wisdom, and the occasional Botox confession. Real women, real stories, real talk. Download Party's Over today on the Odyssey app.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of DashPass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier entirely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Washing your dishes before you wash your dishes? Dirty Labs believes going green in the kitchen should not mean doing extra work. Their bioenzyme dishwasher detergent cuts through stuck-on food and leaves dishes sparkling without compromising on safety or performance. No pre-rinse, no post-rinse, no compromise. Just powerful cleaning made without harsh chemicals. If Dirty Labs can't make you believe in the power of green cleaning, nothing will. Fall in love, or it's free, at DirtyLabs.com.